Hello everyone, welcome back to this session. Now we are going to discuss about project and team governance. Okay, project and team governance, what does it mean? Project governance is a framework which ensures that project has been convinced and executed in a best practice project management. Okay, so governance is a structured framework of policies, processes, roles, oversights, mechanism, and it ensures that the execution happens. Governance is basically a guideline. It's a framework. What will work best for the project? That is what governance means. Project governance is all about project management framework, within which project decisions are made. Okay? So, it ensures that the organizational roles or goals are executed effectively to deliver the value which is intended. Okay? So, governance framework, if you see in the diagram, you will understand that it defines structure of policies, processes for the project. Best, what works best. Okay? So, here you will see a strong project management framework, then it's like a governance. What will work best? Project schedule, execution, logistic department, what are the best practices for them? Development, what are the best practices? Testing, what are the best practices? User testing, okay? So each and every process which is being followed for each of every department or function are defined. That is the best, but you need to tweak it also. Let's say if you are working in a project which is executed for customers in Europe, for them, the security is very, very important. Data protection is very, very important. So I will tweak my project, or project governance will be tweaked or changed to incorporate Data Protection Act. Protection of customers' data, right? But best practices follow 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay? So, roles and responsibilities, accountabilities, what works best, stakeholder engagement, meetings, what works best? They can be scheduled. What are the regular frequencies which works best for the earlier projects are devised in a processes. Okay, so effective project governance is all about ensuring project delivers a value expected of them. Okay, so there are multiple dimensions which we need to consider in this: people, roles, structure, policies. Okay, also the elements of governance are organization structure, roles, and mechanism. Basically, these are three pillars of project governance. Structure, people, or basically information. Okay. Framework or hierarchy which is being followed. Processes that will define decision making or help decision making. These are structures, organization structures. Or what is the sequence? What if I have to take decision with respect to change in budget, what hierarchy of process approvals I need to follow? People or roles which are being used, okay? Roles or responsibilities of project owners, managers, stakeholders, and decision makers. Those are clearly defined in the governance. Information or mechanisms, data, reporting, communication, how it will happen. Okay? Organization-wide, the standard of communication is emails. But customer mandates that information also needs to be shared via WhatsApp. Then I need to tweak it. Okay. So governance gives you guidelines what needs to be done. So core governance principles are single point of accountability, independent project ownership, ensure stakeholder management and separate project governance structures are maintained, additional and complementary principles of governance. Okay, see, these are core principles which you can take into consideration when creating a project governance. Okay, Project governance, to summarize, you know, is all about framework within which project decisions are made. And effective project governance gives you guidelines to ensure that project deliver value which is expected out of them. So improved accountability, reduce project risk failures, you know, and many others can be, you know, can be done using project governance. So project governance is very, very important from the perspective of projects which are dealing into large scale resources and planning. Okay, so thank you very much for understanding these concepts. Let's meet again.